Now you're going to powder the table.
In the basement of St. Barnabas Episcopal Church in Montgomery, nearly two dozen kids gather around three tables to literally get some hands-on experience. With sticky fingers, they mix dough to make hot cross buns, a Christian tradition eaten on Good Friday. The camp, Kids for Peace, started in Jerusalem and is designed for Christians, Jews, and Muslims to better understand each other. Michelle Young's son went to a camp and was a counselor last year.
It's a revolutionary concept when you think about it, which is to create tolerance at a very early age and even, I would call, passion or love for each other's faiths and backgrounds is huge.
This is the second year for the Cincinnati camp. Judy Chamberlain and her husband first found out about the camp when they were in Israel and worked to start it here. During group discussions at Kids for Peace, Chamberlain heard a girl talking about a Muslim being harassed outside of camp.
She said, "I really felt bad for her, and I wanted to somehow speak with her and make her feel better." And so I said, "Well, that's what this whole program is about."
Chamberlain wants kids to feel empowered to speak and stand up for one another. She says the goal is to build peace one person at a time. Fairfield's Nora Alima is Muslim and got so much out of the camp last year, she decided to come back.
I have been discriminated in school before, and it was really hard for me. But all these kids at school are just like, they're not very important to me. And here, all these kids here are very important to me. They treat me like family. And I've never had any type of discrimination here. It's just like, oh, we're back home.
The 13-year-old says she feels like a part of this group. Last year, she enjoyed talking to Noah Cochran about his bar mitzvah. Cochran, a Walnut Hills 8th grader, learned so much last year, he also signed up again.
I learned a lot more about the five pillars of Islam. And I didn't really understand the Holy Trinity at first, but this year and last year I learned a lot about that as well.
Cochran says besides learning and making friends, he looks forward to making a difference. Organizers say they hope to expand the program next year. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.